Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show. It is Monday. We've been off for 2.5 months. Here we are in June now. Our last show was in April. We appreciate you sticking with us. And it's the off season, so we didn't have a whole lot to talk about. But topics have ramped back up, and we're going to get into some today. And, of course, with me, as always, David Sears on this Monday. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. Enjoying the rain. It's apparently all we can have since Saturday, because it is just pouring cats and dogs pretty much every moment of every day now.
It's amazing. I think it was last year, maybe the year before, we didn't have any rain and we complained about that. Now more than enough rain and we're complaining about that.
You should never be happy.
But the plants are happy, and you're right. It is coming down where I am too. Well, let's get into this. Well, first of all, let's mention this Auburn situation. Of course, it was a tragedy yesterday. Two former Auburn players were gunned down, were killed by a shooter who is still at large, by the way. If you live in Alabama and know of the whereabouts of this shooter, his name is Desmonte Leonard, and his picture is on every publication you can imagine. Contact the authorities immediately. But just what's your take on this bizarre situation?
It is a very sad situation. Anytime you have someone losing their life at such a young age, and then you have three people all under the age of 25, two of them still in college, losing their life, it is just a sad situation. And to find out that the fight just escalated and went from an argument over a woman to a fist fight to bottles being broken, then a guy going to get a gun and shooting people, I mean, it's a sad situation. And feel very badly for the Auburn family as they deal with tragedy. And current player Eric Stack was injured, but he wasn't severely injured, so it's glad that he was able to get out of that relatively unscathed. But anytime you have two people lose their lives so young, it's just a tragedy.
It certainly is. Of course, these young men, far too early did they lose their lives. Well, let's talk about what has been going on in college football the last month and a half, and of course, play on the field. I stopped the show because I didn't think anything was going on, but I guess the BCS never stops, and rumors about, will the playoff be like this, or will this conference expand and add this team or this team? It continues pretty much 24/7, even in the off season. So here we are. We're going to get a four-team playoff. I mean, that's pretty much established at this point, that some sort of playoff. Now, will it be conference champions as Jim Delaney, the Big Ten, and Larry Scott and the Pac-12 want, focused on conference champions, or as the SEC wants, will it be just the top four teams, whoever they are? That's the question. Well, what's your take on this playoff thing?
Well, it's not just the SEC, remember. It's the Big 12 also wants the
right
four teams in there, and a lot of the smaller non-AQ conferences want their the top four teams to be in there because they feel that that gives them a better shot than a conference champion. When you look at it, I think the best system would be take the top four teams through the BCS formula, but make the formulas open and let everyone know what the factors are in each formula so they're no longer secretive. But if they were to just take the top four teams, because I guarantee you, if you look at it this year, the conference champions were 1, 3, 7, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves out 2 and 4, which I'm sure a lot of people would have had a lot of problems with had that they just taken conference champions this year, especially that team resides out in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
So it's a bad idea just to go conference champions. You need to just hit the top four, let the best four teams go at it, and there'll still be controversy because you have multiple one-loss teams and have one get left out while two others are taken. So there is no perfect system unless you say massive free-for-all playoff, but we're not going to get in that, I think, right now with the situation.
Well, and two, you talked about the team left out last year. Of course, everybody brings up Alabama. We know about them. But what about Stanford? I mean, that would be a team from Larry Scott's conference, the Pac-12, which had a very good year last year, and it would have been left out, too, on the outside looking in, and Oregon would have gotten in instead, even though Stanford was rated higher in the BCS poll. So if you do this conference champion deal, not only would it be unfair to certain teams, it would be confusing, and I just think it's unnecessary.
They just basically don't want to see a conference get two SEC teams in.
Yes.
I mean, in 2008, the top four would have would have had Alabama at 4, Texas at 3, Oklahoma at 1, Florida at 2, and Texas at 3. Mm-hmm. So you would have had two conferences playing for the national title, and a lot of people would have been very upset if you're not a 12 fan or a SEC fan to see that result.
What about expansions? We've heard about it in the context of this playoff and what this playoff will mean for these conferences who may want to get to 16 teams. Are we going to an eventual four super conference format where each conference has 16 teams? How will that affect it, and do you see more expansion with the bigger conferences on the horizon?
Well, the Big 12, of course, is flirting hard with Florida State and Clemson. They really want to get up to 12th in the mm-hmm. championship game and get that TV money coming back in. The Super Conference, I think, is an inevitability, and right now it's looking as if the Big 12 will be making moves to get them to 16 eventually, but the closest, I would say, probably be the SEC looking to expand, and a lot of people are feeling strongly towards a Virginia Tech and some sort of Carolina school. A lot of people saying probably NC State, mainly because Duke and North Carolina are attached at the hip, mm-hmm. so you can't get one without the other. And the SEC right now is all about expanding their footprint television-wise. And if they can get the Virginia market and get a North Carolina market, that would allow them to get a bigger deal, which we all know they're moving towards an SEC network. And the more states you have with SEC schools, the more money you can bring in, and the potential for an SEC television network is very, very lucrative.
It is, and I think that, as we saw in the Wall Street Journal report a couple of weeks ago, if you haven't had a chance to read it, you can find it. Just Google SEC Network Wall Street Journal. I think that we know that the SEC is heading toward a network, and somewhere around the time of 2014 or thereabouts, the SEC will indeed add that network, and it will give the conference a lot more revenue. And when we see that, and this is a theory I have, and I feel pretty strongly about this, when we see them go to that network and add it, as the Big Ten has done, Pac-12 has done, we're going to see more conference games. We're going to see a 9 conference game format for each team. We're going to see, of course, you'll still have your 12 regular season games, but one of those non-conference games right now for the SEC will be taken up as a conference game, because I think the SEC wants to televise as many conference games as it can, and if it has a network, it's going to say, hey, that's a way to make more money by adding a conference game in another televised situation. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, right, also agrees with you that that's the ace in the hole for the SEC. Once they do get the television network, they'll go to 9 games because they'll have to put programming on that station. And what better way than if you could get the 3rd or 4th best matchup of the week there? I don't think they'd ever put like a Alabama Auburn or LSU Florida type game on there, but I think they'll be able to put like an Alabama Vanderbilt or a Georgia Kentucky type matchup on there. Something you'd normally see on the SEC network. That is currently in place, that is syndicated, could be on there. And I think that the 9-game schedule, while you've got some people who are dragging their feet, this past week on the roundtable, Nick Saban came out for it, Gene Chizik came out against it. Mm-hmm. But, I think eventually you will see that 9-game schedule, because it'll ultimately mean more money for the, conference. It'll also could possibly make you have a stronger strength of schedule rating, which if that becomes a factor in the playoff, then that'll help you there. So I know there'll be some people that, like Florida, like South Carolina, like Georgia, that'll claim, hey, we have not only 9 conference games, but we have a rivalry game with a very formidable opponent as well. So we actually end up playing 10 games a year that are very difficult, and Alabama and the others only have to play 9, so it's not fair to us. I think that argument is ridiculous. I mean, Alabama can go out and schedule a neutral site game, like we've seen. They've got neutral site games through 2014 now. Next year, against Virginia Tech,
yep,
in Atlanta, and then the year after that against West Virginia in Atlanta, and then they have a home-and-home series with Michigan State. So it's not like Alabama is just sitting around not playing anybody. they've really embraced the concept of this neutral site Chick-fil-A kickoff, this Dallas Cowboy Classic or Cowboy Stadium Classic. They enjoy going into big time areas and putting on a national show to get the attention for their program. And I think other schools will have to embrace this. And basically, I mean, last year everyone was talking about how great LSU was doing.
Yeah.
And they played a ridiculously hard schedule.
They did.
With trips to Morgantown and to Dallas to play Oregon. And the only time anybody really complained about how difficult it was when they ended up having to play Alabama a second time. So I think that the naysayers will be silenced and we'll see a 9-game schedule probably go into effect in 2014.
I think you're right. I think it will be. And by that time, who knows? The conference could have 16 teams instead of 14. But I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, who knows? The world of college football is ever-changing. Well, changing the subject slightly as we close here, the several lines have been released on Alabama's schedule this year for several of the games, and I want to get your reaction to those. Alabama is opening as a 6.5-point favorite against Arkansas. Now, that one is in Fayetteville, third week of the year, most likely CBS kickoff there. Alabama is a 6.5 favorite. They're a 12-point favorite against Michigan in Dallas. That one is the opening weekend game, 7 o'clock Central ABC kickoff from the Jerry, if you call it that, the Jerry World Cowboy Stadium. Yeah. And two more. Alabama is plus 2 at LSU. Plus 2 at LSU and minus 18 against Auburn. So, man, it looks like that. Those are according to the Golden Nugget, by the way, that they've just released some lines. But it looks like Alabama is going to be favored in just about every game once again this year.
Well, that's to be expected. They have a lot coming back on offense. They're returning a lot on defense. They're going to have to replace a lot in the secondary. Three out of the four starters will be gone in the secondary. But that they're having a lot of people that had a lot of valuable minutes. We saw Nico Johnson step up. What is the name? Traded Priest ended up having to play a lot in the championship game last year when C.J. Mosley went down with a dislocated hip. So it's not like they don't have experience playing in big moments. It's just they'll now become the starter instead of a relief role. That offense is a very solid group, and if they can find some big play threats, to replace Marquise Mays and Darius Hanks, I really like the ability of that offense to carry the load. They've got a lot of great talent at running back with Eddie Lacy coming off turf to his surgery. You've got Dalston Fowler. You really have a great all-purpose back in T.J. Yeldon, apparently, and then there's still Blake Sims, which they quite haven't figured out how to use him yet, but I think we'll see him.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty accurate. I like Alabama 6.5. I think that's a smart line at Arkansas because of the fact Alabama will be playing a tough game against Michigan. It won't be double digits because it's at Arkansas, but Arkansas has played two cupcakes getting ready for Bama. Bama has a tough game, then a cupcake, and then they'll play at Arkansas. So I like
and they get the game in the middle, too, against some no-name school.
Yeah, Western Kentucky. Yeah. Western Kentucky after Michigan. So they get a nice little breather between that. LSU, I can definitely see LSU being the favorite because it's in Baton Rouge and outside of the 21-0 BCS game, all the other games have been within a touchdown. So I think that's a smart
line,
2.5 there. Auburn, we're not really sure what we're going to get this year. They're going from a spread offense to more of a pro form, so we'll see how that takes. And
well, it's in Tuscaloosa, too.
And you can guarantee Nick Saban will be harping about that never again. Will probably be plastered all over because a lot of people playing in this game were playing in that game 2 years ago. So I think Alabama doing 11-1 or 12-0 is a legitimate chance this year, and anything less than a 10-win regular season will be a disappointment.
Of course, we don't have the official word until Danny Sheridan gives us his odds, right?
That energy vampire.
That's right. Well, Sears, it's great to have you back on here. It's great to be doing this again. Appreciate it. Great stuff. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you very much, Jake, and look forward to being back on.
Yeah, this is the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com. We're back rolling again, and we won't stop until the 2012 college football season, which, believe it or not, is just around the corner. Everyone, Take care. We'll talk again soon.